I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. As always, show brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Joining us right now, as he does every week, is Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations and general manager of the Washington Nationals, for our In the Clubhouse segment with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, unexpectedly different. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Well. I got a question for you, Mike. So you guys, you know, you settled, rallied a little bit, 500. It's all good. But I have a question for you. And you're always optimistic. I know this. But a couple games ago, we'd won, I think, 3 out of 11.
It's 6-1 in the 8th.
6-1 in the 8th. It's looking bleak. Mm. Right? You're playing a team that's kind of running away with the division. And again, it's early. It feels silly to say that. But you're a situation where this is how my mind works, Mike. All right, we're 6 back here. If we lose this one looks like a loser. I think the win probability was 99%. So then we're 7. We're looking at, if we lose a series, because we haven't played well, we're looking at 9 back in middle of April. Did you ever allow that to enter your mind?
Well, when you're 6-1 the 8th, we've never in the history of the Nationals came back from a 6-1 in the 8th.
Right.
Deficit before. So, yeah, I mean, you're thinking about tomorrow and mm-hmm. and you're hoping to string a few things together. Anything can happen in the game. But I just disagree with the original premise. You know, April baseball, it's a big series for April baseball. That's how I look at it. It's a big city, a big series for April, as big as it gets in April. But it's April, and we play these guys 16 more times throughout the season. We haven't begun to gel with some of the new players. We have the new bench. We have the new coaching staff. We have the new manager. And don't forget, you've got three of your best players that aren't in the lineup. So you're scratching together a lineup with Moses Sierra hitting fifth and Michael Taylor and Defoe and Severino and the pitcher. That's your final five hitters in the lineup. And hey, we're trying to get our footing here. We're trying to play good baseball. We're trying to scratch out some runs, allow our great pitching and our great bullpen to keep us in games, and our big boys to carry us. And Harp has carried us along with Howie Kendrick in the early going, and we're just trying to scratch together some victories till we get our real lineup in there. So that's my thought process, in that game. And it was a great comeback to just stay in the game and to play as hard as they did, down 6-1, and it's been brutal weather everywhere we've played.
Everywhere.
Except for about two games that we played. I mean, everywhere in baseball. We're not excuse making here, but it's terrible conditions to play the game of baseball in. And these guys, to their credit, they didn't give up. Down 6-1 in the 8th against a good bullpen of the Mets, and we grinded out some really, really good at bats. Allowed their pitchers to open the door and let us in the game by walking guys and hitting guys. But don't forget, we got some big base hits in that thing. Harp got drove in two. Defoe with a huge hit. Reynolds with a great at bat. Severino with a big hit. So there were some big hits from some unlikely characters there, some great at-bats. We grinded them down. We won a game that we probably shouldn't have. We've lost a couple of games that we probably should shouldn't have lost. So they all even out, and we're just, like I said, we're just trying to grind away and play some good baseball. And last night, I think, was probably the cleanest, best baseball game that we've played so far this season, and a really brutal night to play, man. It had to be in the 20s. Those guys were wearing sweatshirts and gloves and hats and earmuffs on the field, and we're trying to play a baseball game, and we played a good, clean game, and we're hoping that continues.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the fans aren't going to cry for the players because they're making so much money, but, you know, Anthony Rizzo talked about it yesterday for the Cubs. It's just got to be brutal to play. And, you know, when I just go watch my daughters play softball, and they're playing seven-inning games, and they're like an hour and a half, you know, I'm thinking, oh, my God, these girls are just miserable. And I can't think of a year, and I could be totally wrong on this, where so many games were impacted by weather. I understand that the season started a little bit earlier, Mike, with the March 29th. Mm-hmm. But can you remember a year where so many games have been canceled or postponed or delayed or were impacted by snow? I mean, it seems like there's three or four a night. It's crazy.
It really is. There's a lot of teams that have canceled a lot of games. We haven't, knock on wood, and we're lucky about that. Because these games will pile up, and you've got to make them up. And I think the Cubs and several other teams have lost four, five, and six games of the season already, which are going to have to be made up later in the year, which means, you know, limiting us days off or playing doubleheader and grinding away, you know, in the heat. So, yeah, it's been – I really can't remember such a start weather-wise. And you're right. Nobody should feel sorry for the players, but it's just difficult to play. I think that because of the weather conditions, you're seeing these tweaks and to hamstrings and sore arms and stuff, because this game wasn't meant to play in 26 degree weather with wind chills. And you could see that the quality of play and the amount of injuries, possibly because of it.
Mike, you mentioned Howie Kendrick earlier. He's been huge for the Nats early in the season, batting 300, leading the Nats in hits. And he's really a story of a guy that, you know, doesn't have to go to a Florida, LSU, or Stanford, you know, to be seen and to be discovered. He went to St. John's River State Community College. He's been in the league for 12 years. Talk about, you know, what he brings to the club and how big he's been for you early.
Well, you know, he was a guy that we identified early on in the process as one of the most important signings that we could have this offseason, because his skill set fit what we were trying to do so perfectly. You know, the guy can, you know, great second baseman, been a great second baseman for years. That's his primary position, but can play first, can play third, play left and play right very, very well. The one thing he could do is he can hit. He's one of the best hitters as far as position, being positioned to hit, using the entire field. Knowing the opposing pitcher and how to do things. Last night's a prime example. We get Trey to lead off double. It leads the game off with a double. He takes an inside pitch, inside out, to ground ball to second base. Almost went through, but he moves the run over to third. You know, and that's how you play the small man's game and manufacture runs. He's a prototypical professional hitter and player, and in the clubhouse, he's really turned into, you know, one of the team leaders. He's a guy who, when he speaks, which isn't very often, you know, people listen, and he's just a gem to have on the team. Now, you know, we brought him in here to be a bench player and play 3-4 times a week, and you know, he's a guy saying to himself, he goes, wow. I didn't sign up to play this everyday stuff, and he's really embraced and enjoying it, and what a great start he's had to the season, and really one of the guys that's carried us through, you know, through the first portion of the season.
And Trey's starting to get hot. Looks like he's had, I don't know, 4 or 5 hits the last couple games, 3 hits last night. Got to get, especially with Eaton out, he's got to be on base.
There's no question. When he's on base, you can see we're a different team. We have a different energy. The pitcher's focus is split with him on base, and he's always a threat. And you know, he's in scoring position at first base, and a guy that creates havoc. So yeah, he's putting together some good at bats, starting to get a feel for it, and as are a couple of other regulars, and we're looking forward to getting some of our starters back and putting together a lineup. It's hard to really look at what you've got when three of your best hitters that haven't played, and it really shortens the lineup up. And these young guys and these bench players are really stepping up and contributing like they have in the past. But it's really difficult when in the long haul when you're playing, you know, short and you know, Davies Martinez has done a magnificent job of managing a really, really short bench. You know, there were some games there where we were playing. We had a 22 man bench where, you know, several guys were not on the DL, but were unavailable. Like Anthony, you know, he's not on the disabled list, but he's unable to play. We're just trying to grind it out and see if he can, we could get him back before we put him on the disabled list. So Davey's done a great job. The coaches have been optimistic and upbeat. We keep reminding these guys how good they are. And once we get, you know, our synergy and our energy together, we're going to make a run here. So, again, these are important games, but they are important April games, and we're looking forward to the long marathon that is the Major League season.
So you guys were obviously solid at your first four spots in the rotation. Wanted to ask you about the fifth because, you know, A.J. Cole started there, and he gave up the 10 runs in that first start. Was pretty good in the second start, and then you brought in Hellickson. And by the way, to ask Hellickson to come in there on a cold night in New York where you kind of had to win – against one of the best pitchers in the National League. You know, he wasn't great, but he kept you in it. And then, of course, you moved Cole to the pen, and he wasn't great out of the pen either. So what are your feelings about Cole versus Hellickson there? Is this Hellickson's spot now for the foreseeable future? Or what are you feeling on that fifth spot?
Well, the move for Hellickson and Cole was for a couple of reasons. Cole gives us a long man in the bullpen who could pitch 2, 3, 4 innings for us, which we didn't have before, which we felt we needed, especially early on in this season. You know, as these games, we played several extra inning games, and the bullpen was fairly depleted. So that moving Cole to the bullpen helps us there, gives us a little bit more depth at the starting pitching because Cole can return back to the rotation. Hellickson, you're absolutely right. It's a great observation is that, you know, we summoned for Jeremy Hellickson, who's pitched often in, you know, the National League East, pitched in Citibank before, you know, knows the lineup and the characters. But that's no easy task. You go in there, you play a hot New York Mets team that just walked off a team the night before, and they're coming in smoking hot and you know, playing on, you know, hitting on all cylinders. And you ask a guy who hasn't pitched competitively in the even in the minor leagues this year yet to go out and throw some cold water on him. And you're right. He gave us everything he had. We were expecting him to go, you know, 70 pitches or so. And he gave us that, gave us a chance to win the baseball game, kept us in the game, and then allowed our bullpen to take over. So he did a great job for us. You know, he's a veteran pitcher. He's been through the wars before. He's only 30 years old. We think he's going to get better. His velocity touched 91 in that game. We think that you know, he's going to get opportunities to start for us. We haven't closed the book on AJ Cole. He's still stretched out enough to start if we have to. And we've got Eric Fetty down in the minor leagues that's throwing extremely well for us down there also. So we think that we're certainly have the talent in the fifth spot, and we think we have enough there to get us through this thing. And like I said, you're going to need more than five starters. I know that throughout the season.
No doubt.
Mike, it's time for the Burke and Herbert Bank fan question of the week. Monday night, Bryce crushed a broken bat homer over the right field fence. Did you think that was even possible? Have you witnessed it before? That's from our friend Brett in Raleigh.
Well, Brett, no, I did not think it was possible. And no, I've never seen it before. And he hit a 406 and the bat. He only had the handle of the bat in his hand after the swing. And it was a cold night, and the ball wasn't traveling. It was a remarkable feat, shows just how the brute strength that Bryce Harper has, and the bat speed and head speed that he creates when he swings. So, and it was against a pretty damn good pitcher in DeGrom. So, that was a first for me. It was remarkable, and something that will be in my memory banks for a long time.
There's no way for you to answer this because I know. There's no way for you to answer it, but when he does things like that, and he's getting off to the start like this, doesn't somebody just go to the management people, you and the learners, and go, listen, whatever happens, we got to keep this guy. I mean, this is just unreal.
Well, he's been unreal since the day we signed the guy, so
nothing's changed in that regard. I know, that's why you can't answer
it. Hey, Mike, real quick, before I let you go, Victor Robles, not as serious as we thought, right, with the elbow?
Yeah, no surgery. As at this point, there's no surgery involved, which, you know, takes this the rehab from what we're talking about. We would be talking about in months to weeks, which is good. Optimistic that, you know, he'll play baseball again this season, which would be great for him, for his development and his improvement, and it allows him to rehab as a baseball player instead of a rehab player in the off season, which is important for to get him on track for next year. So, yeah, that was good news. There's still a lot of swelling in there, and we're not trying to skate the question that this was a bad injury, but it could have been worse, and it could have been a lot longer of a rehab. So we kind of a little bit of dodged the bullet, but he's still going to be out for an extended period, which, you know, it kind of stinks for him because it hurts his development time. And it's a guy that, you know, with Eaton down and now Goodwin down.
You could use him.
We could use him, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, one last little tidbit. Did you happen to see, you know, I talked about Bryce Harper's home run. Did you happen to see the video of his two hair dryer technique?
No, I try and not watch that stuff. You know?
Mike.
You know, I just don't like to watch that stuff. But hey,
whatever
it's
works.
It's a living, I guess, right?
Yeah, right. Whatever works for him.
He loves his hair.
All right,
man.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Yep. Okay, we'll do.
His brother's the guy that shot the video, right?
I think so.
His brother.
Here's he got bitter.
By the way, he'll be in.
Did Bryce get bitter?
Right at the end of the video when he realized he's being caught, he says something like, dude! Right.
But isn't it a whole bit to sell like
it was
hair
a viral
products?
Bit.
Yeah. So it was fake.
Yeah,
it was fake. All right, so here's the question. Do you guys agree with what I was saying to Mike? Like, in any other normal place of business, let's say like in radio, like in a, the show's just killing, and then they're like really killing. You know someone in management goes,
radio
like, because they're thinking, we're probably not going to be able to afford him. Are we sure here that we're going to move on? Because this guy is, do you think anyone has had that conversation with what Bryce has done so far in the first 6 weeks? Like, has anyone gone
to the By the way, isn't it ironic that in his contract year, he's putting like, up eight bombs. He's first in almost every power category.
Right.
I don't know if it's ironic.
And well, he's doing
I know guys play, you know, tend to play better in their contract year, but it doesn't happen all the time.
He's doing it in garbage weather, too.
Yeah.
Wait till it gets warm.
I mean, maybe it is really just shows when their balls are on the line, they step it up an extra level. Because I feel like they always try.
I just think he's that good.
But do you think Mike has ever gone to Mark Lerner and said, hey, listen, just, you know, we got to really think about keeping this. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Of course. Probably many times.
Do you think he said that? Because, like, this hot start just makes you say that, right?
I'm sure
probably
wants
they to know he's
back.
Great.
He
but
probably
just,
already knows.
He
probably already knows
it.
The future.
I know.
He already knows.
Can this change things? If he hits 60 bombs.
No, because I think the better he plays, the worse it is for the Nats. Because more teams are going to be in play. Yep. They're going to be willing to pay.
So he has to actually play poopy
today. Well, I don't know poopy, but.
If you want to chime
in. He probably already knows where he's going to be or where he wants to be.
You can at 800-636-1067 as we speculate about Bryce Harper. He won't talk about his contract, but we can. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, before we get to the entertainment page, we're very fortunate to have this job, and Wednesdays lately has meant Bethesda Bagels
so great.
Serves up the junkies. They have fantastic catering if you're in need of that. But Bethesda Bagels, I had the egg white omelet. Of course, Jason brings home a pound of tuna fish.
Yeah, as he should.
That's unbelievable. It's special ordered.
I'm clapping
Jason's
them up like that bear was leading the crowd in clapping over in Russia a few days ago. At the soccer game, yeah.
No, it's a fantastic spot. Really
by the way,
is.
World Cup is this summer, right?
Yes.
Coming
Where
up.
Is
My
it?
Son keeps
it's
asking
Russia?
Me who
Russia.
You're rooting for because United States isn't in it. And typically I would root for Italy. And they're not in it. I don't think they qualified.
I'm sure I'll have some DFS sweat. That's all I'll be rooting for.
We'll have some sort of World Cup pool.
Is anybody pulling for any World Cup team in particular?
No, whoever I draft in our pool.
If the U.S. is not involved, I don't care. But I will care when I'm pulling for, like, Cameroon, because they'll be on my team.
Well, we're going to have to do a pool.
I'm sure we will. It's not that far away. A few months away.
Because you know Epstein will organize it.
Of course. Big old soccer mark. Soccer AWOD.
Now, as we're giving plugs, and also with the revelation that Jason has frozen shoulder, I have to give a plug and a shout out to my guys at Sport and Spine, specifically Dr. Patrick, who's been working on my neck lately. And it's just, you know, one of those things.
Where's
where he slept.
Dr. Bart been?
Dr. Bart has
moved on.
He's moved on. He's in a consulting business now.
Oh, so he's not working Sport and Spine anymore.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Did not
he's still
know
an associate there.
Yeah, I mean, he still oversees some projects and things that they do. Still always will be associated. But Dr. Patrick, who has worked there for a long, long time, is the greatest. I text him. He sees me. Mm-hmm. He hooks it.
He gets
two
you in
treatments,
there.
And I'm getting the full range of
very
motion
nice.
Back. I expect by Friday I'm going to be back to
did
selling.
So he manipulated you?
Oh, he did the neck bit, too. They call it a thrust, I guess.
Yeah.
Where, you know, after the end of the bit, he takes it and he cracks it. And it feels amazing.
Very
really
good.
Does.
It really does feel amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you to him. Also got to thank Dr. David Mora, my dentist in Frederick, who I'm seeing also again today. It never ends.
Well, I got to thank my physical therapist, Nikki Faramasca, over at Virginia Therapy and Fitness and Rest. I've been going to her for the last, I don't know, 3 weeks. And
right.
It is helping. But the frozen, now that she knows it's a frozen shoulder.
Now she can really
she
help
can
with
really
that.
Get into it and do some different things.
Apparently you just need some testosterone.
I don't have any therapists
I guess I
to
told
thank.
You I had low T for
I told
years.
You it's a chick thing.
I told you for years it's low T. You didn't believe me.
Yeah, no, I believe you now.
I'm getting a bunch of texts from people who said they've had frozen shoulder or have it. They had it in both shoulders. It took them, you know, 2 years to get rid of them. Don't take tramadol. I'm addicted to it.
Brayden Holtby's shoulder isn't so frozen.
I mean,
I am worried, Jason. I am worried about that.
I know you're worried about it.
You know,
just trust me. Believe me. I've taken all of the big name pain meds.
Right.
I've taken Perk and I've taken Vike and I've taken.
Right. Tram.
I've never been addicted to pain meds.
Right.
I'm good on that.
But
I'm addicted to vodka.
But what you're saying is...
But I'm not addicted to
well, some
pain
would argue
meds.
That that's a pain medication.
And gambling. I could do that. Right.
Some would argue vodka is a pain med.
And Valdez wants me to do the tramadol and vodka at the same time.
No, I was telling you not to do that.
You'll be fine. If you do, if
I don't
you
want
do
you
it,
going to happy hour I mean, and then popping pills afterwards.
I don't recommend it.
Popping Meltrin.
I mean, have you seen all the strung out meth heads that populate this country
right.
that are shooting heroin, doing crystal meth? You think they're not drinking on the side?
Of course
they're
they are.
Fine. You're going to be fine.
I think I'm going to be fine.
Now, I wouldn't advise it for a long time, but an isolated incident.
That
incident,
being
you're
said, now
good.
I've only taken tramadol once. Took it last night, but I am looking forward to taking it tonight.
Yes.
All right, because I'm going to get in bed around 7:30, watch some baseball, and pop the tramadol, and it's going to make me feel like this.
Well, I don't need tramadol to fall asleep watching baseball. But if that's what you need to get you pushed over the edge, more power to you.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like when you say that. You've been getting on draft? You putting some leagues in?
I've done two drafts on draft.com. Won them both. Your boy's on a heater.
Well, I won like $5 the other day on draft.
Good. Keep doing it. It's the
you
best.
You know what I find, though, Cakes?
It's addicting.
Like, as knee-deep as I am, and I'm keeping my emotions out to an extent, about 50% of my emotions.
Yep.
I'm watching, say, the Caps, and I think I know where this is going. Okay, I think I knew before it started. So I'm keeping my emotions at about 50%. But I'm still so kind of sucked into these playoffs. But, yeah, come the regular season, I'm like you with baseball highlights. The games don't hold the same interest to me.
Right.
It's so weird. I think Jason's the same way, right? Regular season... hockey, I can't get into, but come playoff time and my
it's
team's
a different world.
In, you don't want to miss a second
I know.
Of it.
You look forward
you
to
get
it.
Dialed in.
I mean, I don't look forward to a regular season hockey game when I know it's on at 7 or 7:30.
It just, it's kind
but
of.
But when the playoffs
it's
are
kind
on,
of
I
blah.
Surround my schedule around it.
Yeah, it's so exciting. But is the play that much different?
What
or is
else
it just
is on your schedule besides softball games?
Well, that's a lot. That's
yeah.
like that's like 4 days a week. I left
Cakes.
My daughter's softball game early last night. Why? Because I wanted to catch the Caps game.
Right.
I like it.
Oh,
I
get
like
it.
That.
But, Cakes, I think in basketball,
yeah,
you could see a dramatic difference in effort, intensity level, and everything, regular season to playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
In hockey, do you see a different sort of effort, or is it just the stakes are bigger?
I just think the stakes are higher. I mean, I'm not.
You see more effort. You see more block shots. You do. You see guys going to the ground more to block shots.
Okay. You probably do. It's dramatic in hoops, except for the Wizards. They still don't play defense.
It's tenfold in hockey as well.
You think so?
Yeah. The checks are much bigger, and every shot those guys are diving on the ice.
Yeah.
To block
it. Maybe it is.
They don't do that in regular season.
I just watch it and I go, blah, not that sized. Come playoffs, I'm all in. It's crazy.
50%.
You can turn the 50%. Switch. Unlike the Wiz, you can flip the switch.
For some reason, you're into like fandom. Nationals regular season.
Nats regular season I am into. Why is that? That's bizarre.
It's crazy because you thought this past series was big and Rizzo basically
you're
said.
A bigger Nats fan.
No, he said it was big for April.
For April, but basically was saying.
Well, okay, but GMs look at it totally different than fans do.
Yeah.
You should expect
he said
to
it was
that.
Big for April, which I thought was a fair statement, actually. I thought what he said was very fair.
Yeah, and it was true.
I think it was true. If they go
but
down
you know
nine,
if they were down
they
nine,
get
they got
swept and go down nine, and they're 15-2. Okay, it's one thing to be sort of a couple games about hovering around 500. You can always get on a hot streak.
But when you're down nine, that's a big hole.
But when you're down nine and the other team's only lost two out of the first.
That's a big hole.
It's a big hole.
Yeah.
Only 145 games to catch up.
Right. Okay, why don't you look up how many teams have come back from nine games back? I would love to know that.
I think you'd probably find a decent amount.
Jason.
Okay, but I bet you it's not as high as you think. Look at how many teams win their division.
The Cardinals came back eight games in September.
You can always find examples. It's not that
common. We're just saying it's much harder to do.
It's much harder. That's all.
Then there's more pressure on your team to do it.
You can hover around 500 for most of the year, get hot late, and be fine. As long as the other team ahead of you hadn't won 120 games. Which, I mean, that's what it looked like the Mets were on pace to do.
Look, I mean, you ask the Met fan right now. If we get swept by the Nats this week, or we could have been up nine, but we might only be up, what, three?
Five or whatever it is.
Well, what are they up now, four?
I think they're up five. I think. I could be wrong. I thought that's
it was four. Whatever it was. But that's a big difference.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a huge difference.
All right.
What do you got?
Take us to break with this. Are you looking to join the most exciting team in town? Crop Metcalf is looking for the very best residential and commercial HVAC technicians, plumbers, and support staff to join their award-winning team. Don't miss Crop Metcalf's career fair this Saturday, April 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Nats Park. For details, learn how you can get free tickets to the game following the event. Visit mygyscropmetcalf.com/NatsCareerFair. That's Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Crappie.
All right, boys. Time to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Just so much sports today. We got to it late. I apologize. I know Jason's crestfallen.
He is.
But it's a great story. I mean, it's brutal. JP will mock it because what do I care? But it's just, I mean, it is brutal. But after apparently initially forgiving Tristan Thompson Kardashian, Khloe.
She's out. Is she out?
Has had a breakdown, apparently. After reports surface that Tristan Thompson has a thotterage of around 20 Instagram models across the country.
I've never heard of that.
Does anybody doubt the veracity and validity of the story?
Well, like Jason said,
we knew that. He had a girl in every city.
Different woman in every city.
Not surprised.
I know comedians that have a girl in every city.
Right. You know Tristan Thompson's.
Right.
Hang around LeBron? I mean, right. Of course. Girls are flocking.
I know I missed it. I love the headline of that story.
The thotterage.
The thotterage.
Yeah, of course.
I saw that last night and sent it over.
I don't know how that Valdez hadn't thought of that before.
I should have trademarked that.
Now, yes, they're saying Khloe hasn't spoken to Tristan for several days because she's still furious after finding out he repeatedly cheated on her, embarrassed her in the process. The mom, Chris, this is what's so interesting to me, has been by her side, and that's what any good mother should be, right? And just encouraged her to move on, you know, 20 times. That's a bit much. You might want to forgive a guy once, but 20 times.
She's been through that routine, by the way, many times with each of the daughters.
Yeah, right. They're all disaster. But here's what's so irritating about the Kardashians. She's encouraging her to move on and find a higher profile man to be with. Like, what's important?
Because that's all they care
about.
Wouldn't
it be the integrity of the person?
No. She wants more eyeballs for whatever the stupid name of the show
even
is.
Though he's tagged 20
keeping
chicks on
up.
The side, the
yeah.
problem is that he's not high profile enough for her.
I'm still waiting for Jason to walk out anytime there's a story about Kim Kardashian.
Too lazy.
You'd be walking out every single day.
I didn't mention Kim Kardashian once there, Kim.
Yeah, but she's part of the Kardashian clan.
You didn't say a Kardashian.
I've given up on it. Because that's all he cares about.
Listen,
he and Valdez, that's all I care about
I
is Kardashian.
I pick the stories. That mass Valdez comes there and gives me only the same ones.
You're kind of interested in
I actually
one.
Sent that story last night. Yeah. He printed it out. Yeah. I guarantee you there's a sex teacher scandal in that stack.
There
that,
is.
That story came from one of my favorite websites, Black Sports Online,
yeah,
which is fantastic.
Here's the thing. I kind of have a problem with this story. So this is a teacher in Georgia. That is in jail for sexual assault. She's 23,
okay,
but
yeah.
the high school student was 19.
Why
now,
is that
I know
breaking
that
the law?
There are boundaries, and there shouldn't be. But he's
I mean,
19.
There are
he's an adult.
Issues, but he's an adult. Yeah.
I think she should
teacher.
Lose her job. I don't think she should be behind
well,
bars for sexual assault.
Is he a college student?
No, it was at a high school. It must have been a donk.
Yeah, he's left behind.
Way behind.
Might have been a little slow.
Most people are out of high school at 18. Some
he's
are out 19.
He
might have been a little slow.
Yeah, but he's 19.
I agree.
He could be going for a half day, then vocational school the other half. Yeah.
All right, right, you know what? You know what I
welding.
Need to see? I need to see the picture.
Of the guy?
Nope.
No.
Of the girl?
The guy. The guy.
Well, I need to see if he was slow.
Let me see.
I want to see the girl.
Cakes, it's kind of a bit now where I put a...
Of course it is.
Teacher sex scandal in the EP every day.
No, I mean, where do you find them? Your whole life is a bit. Everything you do is bit related.
True.
Come in here dressed as a master's caddy. I mean, what are you doing?
I don't understand. What's the crime?
I don't know.
They said sexual assault.
Maybe in the state of Georgia.
Maybe there actually was a sexual assault. Somebody wasn't a willing participant.
So hold on. So is that the guy?
I think so. Or,
no, I
that's
think
probably
that's,
her husband.
I think that's her husband.
Or her boyfriend.
Oh.
Or her cuck.
She's the cuck.
You beat me to it, Cakes.
Yeah, it's one
you beat
of those
me
things.
To it. You've definitely Googled that term.
I've seen it before, and it's a hurt thing. It's a hurt thing.
Is there a way we can
scenario.
Weave in dancing bears in this conversation?
Well, I can
we
only
just
hope.
Did.
Yeah. Can only hope so.
You know what? It's kind of cute.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say 75% of them are definitely cute.
Well, that's the only one that he puts in there. They're a big fat pig.
Well, he's put a few pigs in
I've put
in
pigs
there.
In.
He's put a few pigs, but usually they don't
I don't discriminate.
Yeah, usually they're fairly cute. You kind of get it. I have a problem with putting a teacher in jail for having sex with a 19-year-old student.
I think it's because, I guess, in that state,
they have a
sexual assault against a person in custody, meaning someone she had authority over.
I know. Listen, it's inappropriate. There's no question about it, and I'd be pissed if I was the dad.
Mm-hmm.
I might also fist pump. I don't know.
Why don't
you
tell me what it was like?
All right. Danielle Bregoli, Jason.
Oh.
She's back in the news.
Lucky us.
Cash me outside.
You can see more of her.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Cash me outside.
She is coming to College Park. I don't know why you're snoozing. Or she's already been there.
Can you get her in studio?
She might be too famous.
Can you try? We have Magic Johnson in studio.
She might be more famous than Magic.
Please. If we've had Cal Ripken in studio. We've had Magic Johnson in studio. You can get her in studio.
That screams the summer dress invitation party.
You're not playing. I know you're playing like what you think is your favorite song. Can you play the song I like?
Well, what's the story?
The story is not only is she going to make like $1 million on her tour. We did that a couple weeks ago. This song's fire. She...
This is an awful song.
I just love this song. She is getting her own reality show. Is anyone surprised?
No.
Are you going to watch?
This country is so dumb.
She has two.
You're right on that.
So I'm not surprised.
Two Billboard Hot 100 singles.
It's the
That's
worst.
Not like
it tells me Billboard is trash.
Has jumped the shark?
Yes.
Yes. It's the worst 100 list in the world.
Filming.
What is that, an opinion list or is it by record sales?
By sales.
Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, it's not a crap list.
It is what it is.
Facts.
Yeah, exactly.
She will be at the Milk Boy Art House, formerly known as the Cellar, on May 8th.
She's coming to town.
Are you gonna watch it?
What?
The reality show.
If you texted me, I would actually. Listen, I think she's a piece of human garbage. But I would watch it maybe out of curiosity for a minute to see what it was doing.
You won't go to the concert.
How about that?
Cash me outside.
No, but I would pay Valdez an extra bonus if you could get her in studio.
Who speaks that way? Play that again.
Yeah.
Here's who?
Hillbillies.
White trash from Florida.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I bet you. I wouldn't be surprised if Valdez had a niece or like a cousin that spoke that way.
It reminds me a lot of girls from Glen Burnie.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Valdez knows girls like that.
By the way, interrupt your entertainment page for a moment. Should mention, coming up on Grant and Danny, they got a big announcement at 12:30 today. Nats related, so stay tuned.
Nats related,
big announcement.
I'm just going to, because I don't know anything. Do they already have like a weekly guest that they have announced?
That's not the announcement. I'll just let you know.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
All right. Do they have one, though?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
No, we're terrible.
Last year they did like the every other week Scherzer bit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I wonder if...
haven't caught on.
Brett, our guy over at Sup Dogs, our former producer, best producer we ever had.
Thanks, CB.
By far.
He
even better than Jason Veazey?
I love JV, too.
Or Cosgrove?
Cosgrove, eh.
Can't be better than Reed.
Cameron. Reed?
Remember what Cosgrove's move was?
Cameron. Driving back and forth from New York to Atlanta.
No, that was Reed.
No, this is what he would do. He would press the buttons, the on-air mic buttons, and go.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Do you remember that?
I'd forgotten that.
You don't remember
that's
that?
That's like a very passive-aggressive move. Like, F you guys.
Microphone's yours?
Like, no, yeah. I understand, but.
The floor is yours.
I don't
that's
remember
kinda
that
like,
at
that's kind of like a hostile, like, they're giving it to you guys, I guess. That's how I interpret that. Like, I don't know.
Someone's texting in. I
want
to punch.
What about the Queensrÿche guy? I know he wasn't our producer.
Oh, Mike Sprouse?
Oh, I know what his move was. His move was after the show.
Yeah, I
didn't know. Hey, I don't even want to.
He did some of his best work after the show.
Hey, now's your chance to bring up Dancing Bear.
Yeah, he's probably Googled Dancing Bear. What, dummy?
What?
Someone wants to punch you in the face every time you talk about Catch Me Outside.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
I'm sorry. Change the station. That's fine.
I think you were the. It's your fault, though. You were the
you
first person on the
show. Did I introduce you?
Did I introduce
you?
Yes.
Like, you probably saw her on Ellen or something.
You saw Dr. Phil.
No,
You said you've seen this chick on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
It's all your fault, actually.
Yeah. All right. I blame myself, then.
Listen. But
Fruit of the Poisonous Tree started with you.
Brett was big into underbutt. Right?
Underbutt.
And he first.
Hot.
It, you know, let us know about the underbutt phenomenon.
It's all the rage.
I wonder if Brett is on the new phenomenon, upside down cleavage. This apparently is the bit. Now, this is, this is like much like underbutt. This has got to be a young girl's game, right? For sure. You know, probably your, let's be honest, early 20s.
Hey, thanks, guys, for wearing all your Sup Dogs hoodies on the same day.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate
it. We got three of them going today?
Well,
was that a bit, too?
No.
What?
That they all wore it the same day?
No.
Yo, my this is super comfortable.
My next batch of hoodies, they're going to be cut in half to show the underboob.
Right.
So explain the upside down.
Upside down cleavage is, so, you know, normal cleavage, you see a lot of boob up here. Upside down, you see the under cleavage.
Underboob.
The underboob.
Oh, okay.
And apparently this is the new bit. Like, you know, your daughter probably will go to high school like that.
I mean, seriously. You have a daughter, too, that's in high school.
My daughter wears the shortest shorts. I mean, they're just ridiculous.
I don't know.
Like,
I get bitter.
I mean, I'm like, what are you wearing?
It's well, insane. I mean, when we were growing up, pockets were not longer than the actual shorts.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, the pockets are longer than the shorts
now. It's ridiculous. My 8-year-old has shorts like that almost. I mean, it's crazy. So anyway, I don't know. Have you seen? Do you think they're wearing this in the Broad Run, wherever your school is out by you?
It's not Broad Run, Briarwoods. Probably not that bad.
But they allow that.
No.
If somebody showed up to school wearing this,
That looks like a silly Abercrombie and Fitch. Model.
Well, the model is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
not real life.
There's no way you could wear that anywhere in a school, Ricky.
I don't know. The kids wear, like JP says, literally the pockets.
No,
that's all they're wearing.
And there's a certain girl that can pull that off.
Right.
I'm going to say 90%.
You mean like this girl?
Right. Yeah.
Like, I think you basically have to have fake boobs to pull that off.
Yeah, you can't have the sag.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw this
I'm
yesterday.
Stay away
from actually,
that.
The shirt, by the way, says Fabulous AF, and you can figure out what the AF stands for. It's not Abercrombie and Fitch.
No. So we all are proud owners of Buttcoin. Right?
I'm not proud. I'm regretful.
Buttcoin.
Right.
I'm remorseful.
Before we all go into our portfolios and say how much we've lost, I think some of us also have also bought some of the alternate coins. Like JP, Ethereum. I think that's Litecoin.
I've got Ethereum and Litecoin.
I've got Ethereum. I also Bitcoin. I also have Verge. Right?
Never heard of Verge.
Okay, and it's been a dud. Okay, it went up. Of course, it went up. I got it, and then crashing down.
Yeah, right. There were pros.
They just announced yesterday that Pornhub is now accepting Verge as currency.
Did the price go up?
For a few seconds. But I'm hoping this is the catalyst that we need for the rocket ship to the moon.
I'd have to hope that most people who are smart enough, I guess, to buy crypto aren't dumb enough to pay for Pornhub.
What did you buy it at?
What are they doing?
Do you remember what you bought Pornhub? Verge at?
Doing that? Yes.
I bought Verge at, I think, 18 cents. I think it's about 7 today.
7 cents.
Yeah, but I mean, I literally have, I think, $300.
It's the Intercept Pharmaceuticals of the crypto game.
Yeah, yeah. Let me look at my Coinbase.
When this takes the rocket ship to the moon, you're going to be bitter.
I don't even need to look. It's flatlined at best.
Oh, it's not bad. I'm only down 58%.
There you go.
Which one? What is it at?
All of them combined.
Yeah.
Awful.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Such a loser. Granddaddy, why did I fall into that trap?
Granddaddy, up big announcement at 12:30 for Bish Cake CBM JP.
I blame cakes.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.